Unit 6, page 59. Listening. Exercises 10 and 11.
Today's story on Best Buddies comes from Carlotta, and she's here to tell us about her friendship with Lily. Please welcome Carlotta. Now, Carlotta, I know that you met Lily at school. In kindergarten, in fact.
Yes, that's right. It was our first day of school. We were sitting next to each other, and we were wearing the same school sweaters. We had the same hairstyle and hair color, brown hair, tied back in a ponytail, and the same eye color, too, green. In fact, we looked like two peas in a pod. We found that we had the same hobbies, too. We got along like a house on fire. We shared secrets. We laughed at the same things. And if I needed a shoulder to cry on, Lily was always there.
Your friendship went on for years.
Yes, it did. All through elementary school, we did everything together. My mom used to say we were joined at the hip.
But then something happened, didn't it?
Yes. Yes, it did. We had a falling out.
And whose fault was that?
Mine, actually. I did something terrible. When we were about 9, at the end of the school year, there was a costume competition. Lily was very excited about it. Then, one day, our art teacher asked us all, "What are you going to make?" I wasn't very creative, and I had no ideas. It came to my turn, and I said, "A dragon costume." Of course, that was Lily's idea for her costume. I described all the details Lily had described to me, and the teacher said, "That sounds amazing. Well done." Lily didn't say anything. She just looked very sad. She didn't speak to me after that.
And did you bury the hatchet?
Yes, we did, but it was several years later. We were on a school trip to the beach. It was a hot day, and everyone was swimming. I couldn't swim, but I decided to paddle. The water wasn't very deep, so I walked further and further out. Suddenly, I took a step, and the water was up to my neck. I panicked and screamed. People waved at me and smiled. They didn't know I couldn't swim. But Lily knew. She knew me inside and out, you see. She knew all the things I loved and all the things I hated.
So she saved your life?
Yes, she did. But we didn't become friends again immediately. It took a while to clear the air and for her to trust me again. But we did it, and we're still good friends today.